Don't move, human. Not unless you want a short sword through the back of your neck. I don't know how in flames you found this church, but I'll be damned if I'm letting you take me from here. Hold still while I get these weapons off you. Do anything funny and you'll be tasting steel. Now, turn around. Slowly. Pretty face. For a human, anyways. Can't say you're smart, though. Going after an orc by yourself is probably the dumbest mistake you'll ever make. Not to mention your last. Easier for a fugitive like me to run, though. Just need to break your legs, and I can be off scot-free. Aw, what's with that pouty look on your face, human? You angry I got the upper hand on you? Or maybe you're scared shitless of what's coming up next. I don't really care, whatever the case. I'd rather die before ever sympathizing with a damned bounty hunter. Huh? What's that look on your face? Eh? You're not a merc. What, you a guard then? Just looking for a place to hide. You're on the run too? Okay. Back up for a minute. Does this mean you're not here to kill me? Just an adventurer, huh? Well, don't I look like an asshole now? I really thought you were here to put a sword in my gut. My mistake, but you can't exactly blame me for jumping to conclusions when my ass is on the line. Let's start over. Pleasure to meet you. Though it's a little harder to say that when we're meeting in an abandoned church in the middle of nowhere. So what exactly brings you to this neck of the woods, human? The forest around us isn't exactly forgiving to any species, not even orcs like me. You were just exploring when you got chased by dogs. Ugh, sorry to hear that. I think I can guess why that happened. A bounty's been placed on my head, and now every merc in the region is out for blood. They set all their hounds loose trying to find any trace of me. No one except you managed to find me here, so I'm hiding out until the bounty reward is let up tomorrow. Not the best idea in the world, but it's better than staying on the run in these woods. Now that I told you why I'm here, you're not gonna snitch on me, are you? Can't say I still trust you yet, but you do seem honest. I'll give you that. If you're planning on waiting this out too, I suppose I can let you hide out with me until the coast is clear. I may not be fond of humans, but I'll watch your back tonight if you'll watch mine, deal? Good. Now stop acting all tense. It's bad for your shoulders. We'll have to wait until dawn before we can make a break for it. Got any good tales to pass the time? Okay, out of all the stories you told me so far, that's gotta be the most bullshit one. I'm supposed to believe you took down a wyrmling by yourself. Even orcs aren't that stupid when they're looking for a fight. You at least got some proof? Well, damn. Custom-made dragonbone sword, that's all I needed to see. Talk about impressive. You got big balls for a short, scrawny little whelp, at least. Oh, so why am I exactly on the run? It's not really a long story. You probably don't want to hear it. Fine, I guess it's fair after hearing all of your adventures. I signed up for a simple job near the northern coast. Go to some mines, stand watch over the workers. Seemed easy enough. When I got to the place, there were a couple of mercenaries like me, but most of the other guards had all this fancy armor on, and that's when I started to get a bad feeling about it. Now, they put me at the mine entrance and gave me one instruction. No one goes in or out until the end of my shifts. Didn't make sense to me if they were supposed to be just workers in that place, so I went and checked it out while no one was looking. Curiosity killed the chimera, I guess. I ended up finding slaves. Men, women, children. Ugh. Not just a dozen or something, either. Hundreds, all trapped in that horrible place. Made me sick. I've done things I'm not proud of, but even I know nobody deserves that. So, I staged a coup, got as many people out as I could. Didn't take long for the people running that operation to figure out who did it. And now, I'm here. Kind of a dumb reason for an orc to be on the run, huh? I'm sorry, I must have misheard you. For a second, I thought you actually called me noble. That's what you really think, huh? Never seen myself as a good person, but, hearing someone praise me for it is... Well, I guess I can believe it when you say it. Is the fire warm enough for you? Here, scoot a little closer. Don't get so tense. That's just my arm on your shoulder. And quit your fussing. I'm not gonna crush you. I just still felt cold, so I needed a body to warm up with. You don't mind if I use you like this, do you? Good. You can lean on me if you want. There we go. Isn't that comfier? I never really spoke for this long with a human before. With anybody, really. Hard to be approachable with the tusks and muscles, you know. Plus my height and all the scars I got. Not exactly the prettiest qualities to find on a lady, is it? You like how my scars look, eh? Sure. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that's not exactly what you're focusing on, is it? You've been staring at my abs from the moment you turned around and faced me. Don't be ashamed, it's okay. Though it's a little cute to see you blush. Never had someone openly admire them before, and I gotta say, it isn't unwelcome. It's a nice change of pace having a human look at me that way. Despite the circumstances, I'm glad we met. You're all right. Well, not just all right. You're actually, I think you're... Fuck it. Wow. Sorry for doing that so suddenly. I don't know what's gonna happen or if we're even making it out of here, but I'm not looking to leave this place with any regrets. So, lay with me tonight, please. Good. Because I would have gone crazy if you said no. Let's get one thing straight, though. If we're gonna do this, I'm the one taking control. Is that a problem, human? Good boy. Now, in case you can't tell, I've been feeling really stressed being on the run, so if you could do me a favor by getting my armor leggings off. Why, thank you. A lot easier to spread my legs like this. Like what you're seeing? Good. Because you're about to get an up-close look. There we are. You should feel proud, human. You've got an orc soaking wet for you. Now be a good boy and clean it up for me, hmm? Oh, that's it. Nice use of your tongue. My. It seems like you're teasing me. That's not what I asked, but I wouldn't mind if you kept going like that. Oh, fuck, that's it. Look me in the eyes. Oh, they look damn gorgeous from up here. You're sure taking your time. Talk about drawing this out. Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, gods, lick my clit. So good. Oh, fuck. I finally decided to kick it up a notch, huh? Oh, God, your tongue is unbelievable, human. Oh, you know how to put your mouth to good use. Oh, fuck. That's it. Right there. Oh, sorry if I'm gripping your hair too hard, but damn, does this feel so fucking good. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck me. This is fantastic. Ah, I made the right choice in doing this. I could get used to seeing you under me. You feel the same way, human? Having an orc on your face like this? Don't think I need to guess. Your tongue's already giving it away. Oh, God, I think I'm reaching my limit. Human. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. I'm coming. Fuck. Well, I'm already impressed. Looks like you're more than capable of handling me. Perfect. That means I don't need to hold back. Fuck. Get the rest of my armor off. Please. Oh, good boy. God, you smell nice. Here, let me get your leather off. Oh, there we are. Oh, already nice and hard, just for me. Hope you can last long with me being on top. You ready? Because I sure am. Fuck, yes, there it is. Oh, fuck, that's the good stuff right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, time to give me the ride of a lifetime, human. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, your cock feels so good. Oh, gods, I didn't realize how much an orc like me needed this until now. Oh. You are one of a kind human. Looking so cute being under me like this. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, please. Explore my body with your hands. Oh, grope me. Grab my ass. Feel up my abs. Oh, God, you're perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, buck into me just like that. Oh, good boy, good boy. Ah, a little harder. Yes, yes. Fucking pound me. Fuck my pussy. Oh, I know you love having me on top, kitten. Oh, fuck. Oh, I think I'm getting close already. Fuck, I'm about to... Shit, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, shit. Oh, God, that felt good. Sorry you didn't get to finish yet, huh, kitten? That's alright. I can take care of that. Here, give me your legs. You ever been in this position before? Don't worry. I know you'll love it. How about I do all the work for this one, kitten? My treat. Oh, this is even better. You're under my mercy now. Watch me grind my hips on your cock. Oh, fuck, this is the best. I'm amazed you held out this long. I'm in control. Don't you fucking forget it. Shit. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck my cunt. Fuck my cunt. Yeah. 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 You enjoying this, kitten? God, 'cause I sure am. Yes, right there. I'm taking care of you tonight. That's a fucking promise. Oh, good boy. You finally getting close, kid? Oh, don't get shy on me now. Go ahead. Come inside me. Oh, fucking give it to me. Give it all to me. Oh, fuck me. That was amazing. You sure gave me a lot of your cum. Damn, it's just dripping out. Oh, let's not think about the mess for a moment. Come here. Let me hold you close, kitten. That was probably the best I've had in a long time. Never thought a human could give it to an orc that good. The way you felt, how you trusted me to take charge. Makes me wish I met you sooner. Hey, kitten, human. The reason I did this was because I thought we weren't getting out of here alive. But after being with you, I realized a lot of things. I want you to stay beside me. And I want to keep fighting to protect you as much as I can. I'm tired of being on my own, always running. I don't give a damn who's out there to get us anymore. As long as you're here, we can face whatever comes at us together. Does that sound acceptable? Then it's decided. No matter what happens next, we'll at least have each other, kitten.